Good afternoon. Welcome to the April edition of Bird's Eye View. This month, our episode is called Stop Asian Hate. We decided this is something that people, including ourselves, need to be more educated about. Since the beginning of the pandemic, phrases like Kung Flu and China virus have been used, and blatant racism toward Asian, Asian American, and Pacific Islander people has increased drastically, killing and harming innocent people. We will dive much deeper into this throughout the show. I'm the producer of Bird's Eye View, Anna Marie Schutt.
And I'm Katrina Peterson.
And I'm Ritz Navarre Lopez.
How are you ladies doing today?
Oh, I'm doing swell. I know this is going to be such an important show, especially coming off that Friday night vigil. So I'm very excited, and I'm excited because it's our last one. So.
Yes, absolutely. And we also have some special guests coming on throughout the show, so be sure to stay tuned.
We have a packed show for you today all about anti-Asian hate. Throughout the show, you'll hear us use the acronym AAPI, which stands for Asian American and Pacific Islanders. We'll start off the show with some statistics and information about hate crimes. Then we'll look at university and government response. Next, we'll focus on AAPI women. Then we'll talk about stereotypes. After that, we'll talk about Asian representation on campus and in politics. We have a great show prepared for you, so stick around. You're listening to 103.3 WZND Bird's Eye View. Yeah. Welcome back. You're listening to the Bird's Eye View. If you're just tuning in, today's show is all about anti-Asian hate, so we're calling it Stop Asian Hate. As everyone knows, the pandemic has put the world on hold for over a year now. But as we begin to slowly shift back to normal, there's an unfortunate trend directed at a certain demographic, and it seems to only get worse.
Yes, the AAPI community has been continually attacked for the past year. Joining us now is Jack Polesnik, who took a closer look at this national issue at the local level. Jack?
Right, so I looked into multiple things to really see just how substantial the increase in hate crimes against people in the AAPI community has been across the nation, and the numbers were really quite shocking. I knew there was an increase, but when you hear the true numbers, it's more than I had even thought. I also spoke with Officer Brad Park from the Normal Police Department and Officer John Furman from the Bloomington Police Department to see what has been happening at the local level as well. 2020 saw a major surge in anti-Asian hate crimes in the United States, increasing from 2019 by a staggering 149%. This is according to a study from the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at California State University, San Bernardino.